The Hideous Creature Show.
Good day, Mr. Kubrick. My name is Brian Attein. I am a 20-year-old from the Theater Center of the Juilliard School, perhaps the finest acting institution in the world. I say that not as a statement of conceit, but humbly as a simple fact. You will view many different faces, see many people, some faces more attractive than mine, others not quite as attractive. You will find in me the finest actor in the lot, the most beautifully trained, the most capable. I like to think of myself as a young Alec Guinness. Since I'm paying a great deal to say whatever I like to Stanley Kubrick, one of the greatest directors of all time, although not quite as good as Michael Curtiz, the director of The Seahawk. Stanley, why aren't you directing 2010?
Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside 2282, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is Thursday, November 15th, 2012, and I'm one of your hosts, and my name is June.
My name is Patrick.
And this is a Hideous Creature Show, episode number 162. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet. Jenny is not going to be here this week. She is doing more adult stuff.
She's a real adult. She's a big girl now.
She's a big girl.
She makes without the diapers.
Huge girl.
That's
enormous,
not nice.
Girl. Jolly green giant.
She's
girl.
Huge girl.
No, her and BT bought a house, so they're making a few trips to move some of the stuff over. Which brings me to a question, Patrick.
Yes.
We had talked about it last week, knowing that this might actually happen and might actually go through, and that I'm going to go over and help her and BT move.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you are going to participate in this.
I would. Do you want to give me a ride? Because I got the children.
I could. This is not going the direction I thought it was going to go.
Okay. Well, I
was going to better friend you.
Oh, you were going to better friend. Well,
shit.
The thing that you don't understand is I built a fucking cyborg, and while we're doing this show, that cyborg is helping the move right
Son
now.
Son of a bitch.
That's how much of a fucking friend I am.
You are a very much better friend.
You don't have children. You don't know what it's like.
I can come get you.
Yeah, I might just... Well, they're on a bus line somewhere. I was going to try
don't,
to do
no,
that.
No, no, no. I'll come get you. I'll be at your house at 10 o'clock.
What? I don't wake... It's Saturday. I don't wake up until at least 1.
I'm a better friend then. Not, you know what? Actually, this does put me as a better friend I am coming to get you to go help them move.
You're double
so that makes
this.
Me a way better friend.
I have to take a bubble bath. I got to clip my toenails. That takes a good 45 minutes.
God, I was just thinking about...
I like to shape my toenails like states.
Well, I was thinking of other things now that you're going to go that I can make myself a better friend. I'm going to buy donuts and maybe... Maybe I'll make I don't want to make coffee or anything.
No, don't.
But I'm going to bring donuts.
Make a nice salsa. Everyone likes a good salsa.
At 10 in the morning.
Yeah. Salsa
Gotta
is
have
good for
salsa.
Every time.
You know what I want right now at 10 in the morning?
Salsa.
What would make these donuts better?
Salsa.
A little salsa.
Yeah. Look, Voodoo Donuts makes like millions of dollars.
Picante sauce. Yeah. Gotta have that. You're fucking kidding me.
How much cilantro can I get in this fucking salsa?
Love cilantro. So all right, then it's are you gonna do it? Or are you fucking lying?
No, I didn't think this month has been going by so quick. I forgot that this week she was moving. I got a text from her going, "Hey, we got the keys," and she's not here. And then I'm like, "Oh shit, that's this weekend."
You know what would make
I would
me
really
a,
like to help him out
way better friend
what?
Is if I offered to give you a ride, but you just blew it off. So either way, I don't care.
Oh, either way, you win already.
Yeah.
You're batting 1,000.
I don't even care about them moving. I'm like, oh, fuck it. They bought a house. Big deal.
I just want to make sure.
I just need points.
I want everyone to know that Pat is not he's not as good of a friend as I am.
I'll get there and go, by the way, everybody, I went to go pick Patrick up, but no.
He didn't even come to the door. No. He was still sleeping.
He was still making his salsa. He couldn't leave the house. Sorry. Here's some donuts.
Thanks.
Sorry for
that,
the lack of salsa. I have something that I need to bring up that is a pet peeve of mine.
What is it? Oh, you have a lot of pet peeves.
Well, we talked about this earlier on a different program, but it's the misuse of the word literally. or as the English would say, literally.
Literally.
So as a service to Americans, as a service to our listeners, I am going to give the definition and the correct usage of the word literally. There's nothing I hate more than somebody going, it's literally raining cats and dogs. And you're going, no, it's not. Fuck you. You are literally an idiot. You are literally dumb. You literally don't know what literally means.
You're illiterate?
Exactly. So I went on to, what is this website? Oh, dictionary.com, and I found the word literally.
What is this website called? That's called, I need something that tells me the definition of words.
What's awesome is that they have a, it actually will say the word for you. There's a MP3, and here's how you pronunciate literally.
Literally.
Oh, now it's not working? Ah, there it goes.
Can we have it one more time?
Yeah.
Literally.
Wow, that guy's so commanding.
I am
literally
happy that the sound is working on this.
I guess
that's... I hope it goes through. But anyway, so literally means in the literal or strict sense. For instance, what the word means, literally.
Literally.
When it says in the literal sense, what does the word literal mean?
It means a manner of the word.
Oh, okay.
Translation, literally.
Literally.
It means what actually happened.
It means what actually happened.
So
don't from now on, if you have used the word incorrectly from now on.
Literally.
As a service.
Literally.
To everybody around you, literally, use it well.
Literally.
When we went to a party two literally. Weeks ago and you were wearing the same clothes that I was so angry, blood literally came out of my cock.
Literally.
Incorrect.
I literally had a conniption and started sucking dick off of a cow because I was so happy that there's an Arrested Development Netflix movie.
Literally.
Incorrect. Cows do not have penises. Bulls do.
Literally.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
So that really pisses you off? Is there anything
makes me angry.
In the language thing that really pisses you off?
No, it's just people using the word literally and literally. Using it in the wrong context and doing just, I
literally
get angry.
like when you need to use that, you're going to have David.
Every time.
David Swamson. That's his name. David Swanharney. He has like some.
Literally.
I will say.
He literally has a really complicated name, whatever that guy's name is.
He does.
What I really hate is, and I've noticed I do it, is when other people say, you know, to be honest, I just want to say.
Isn't that just a stall tactic?
It is a stall tactic, but I hate it because you want to go, so you haven't told me the fucking truth this entire time then.
You know what I hate?
I wouldn't use it, but I do it all the time.
Oh, so you catch yourself doing it.
I catch myself.
It's, for instance,
honest.
For instance, it's like saying like. I say like so much and I just. Oh, it just drives me
literally
crazy. I hope that soundbite's going through, or it's just going to be like a. There's going to be.
I don't
new
like
pause.
That you have that soundbite.
Literally,
don't like it.
Like how it's now. Literally, don't like
literally.
It.
Literally, literally.
You know what I hate is when people go, you know, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, that's kind of the same thing. Tell you the
like
truth.
Like your conversation
honestly.
Before that's been all bullshit, and right. Now you're okay. Now
you
it's
and
time
I have
to tell
thing.
The truth.
I do that one too, to tell
I
you
hate
the truth.
That shit.
I do that too. Anything that has to do with falsehood or truth, I use those stall tactics, and it really drives me
literally.
Nuts.
Literally.
I hate it. I think the one that I use more than anything is like, and it drives
yeah.
me fucking crazy.
But when
it
I
drives
use-
me.
Literally
into anger.
When I find myself using to tell you the truth, I literally slap myself in the face.
You what?
Literally
slap myself in the face.
I've seen you do it, and it
literally
looks
so
like it hurts.
Stupid.
Anyway, so to close this up,
literally
stop doing it. Use it in its correct context.
Actually, just give it a rest for a little while.
It Don't literally it. Means the strict sense, so it's not. I got to go over it again.
That's a little redundant. It literally means, because you did just said it means the strict sense, but you had to literally mean the strict sense.
No, it's you're exactly right. It's not figuratively. Figuratively, it was raining cats and dogs.
So
that would be the correct usage. but literally raining cats and dogs never fucking happened.
So I figuratively almost punched that motherfucker in the face. That's how angry I was.
Figuratively?
Right, because I can't literally almost. No, I...
You didn't happen.
That's so even stupider. I literally almost punched this dude in the face.
Literally.
You could just say I almost punched him in the face.
So let's just stop doing that as a whole. As Americans.
I like that too.
I hope that literally sounder worked. The sound bite that was the guy reading the word literally.
It probably doesn't, and then I'll be literally pissed off, but it probably doesn't. I mean, look at what we have to do. Look at where we've come.
So
from 162 shows.
Yeah, after when this comes out, if you hear pauses, just insert the word literally.
It'll come through our headphones.
Literally.
A little bit. You'll hear it. You'll have to listen. You can't listen to it on the bus. But
oh, do you think it bled through the mics?
Of course it did. It's headphone time.
All right.
Go to the cans. I do want to say this because we touched upon it because you have to be a fucking dick and compare yourself to me.
Don't
in
mad.
Friendship way. I'm literally pissed off. I'm fucking fuming.
I'm literally fuming. No, you're literally being hypothetical.
I do want to say that it's really awesome that Jenny and BT have a house. She texted you and I and said like it actually feels like kind of an adult's house.
That's funny that she says that because I got really that text too.
Yeah.
And she has a kid. She's married.
She has a job, she had a job. She like pays her taxes. He has a job.
Do you feel like that though? You have kids, but do you feel like an adult?
Not anymore. I actually feel kind of like the washed up dude who's like, I don't have enough money to buy a Corvette. If I did, I probably would go through a midlife crisis and buy a Corvette, but I don't have that money. So like, I can't even get like a Kia.
I thought about that the other day. My father on his midlife crisis bought a Porsche.
Right. I don't even have that money and I don't feel like an adult. Right. I used to.
And my mom was, when my dad bought that Porsche, she goes, oh, he went and bought a Porsche. And I go, are you mad about that? You guys don't have enough money to buy a 911. And she goes, it's better than him going fucking some barmaid somewhere. And I went, I guess that's true.
Yeah. I don't feel like an adult. When she texted him, I'm like, I know exactly what you mean. If like I was buying a house, I'd be like, oh my God, it's almost like I'm grown up.
When do we feel like an adult? I mean, we're Peter Panning still. We totally are. I like how you just
summed it up by we're Peter Panning, which means just we're kind of just like juvenile fuck ups.
It's true. But we're the boys that never grew up.
Right, exactly.
I mean, you grew up for a second and then you went right back to Never Neverland.
I had a good like 7 years of being an adult. Actually, I think that's actually reaching. I think I had about a good 3 years where I actually was an adult and had my shit together.
Taking care of the boys, right?
Well, taking care of the boys, like, you know, being kind of married, even though I wasn't married, like being married.
Having
responsibilities, taking care of shit, feeling good about your life. And then all of a sudden it was just like, well, fuck it. I can drink. Like, hey, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. I can drink if I want to, which is not good to do, which I don't do that anymore. But. You know, you have a day off sometimes. It's just like, the day is long and I'm lonely.
I'm Peter Panning for sure. I think...
You are more than I do.
Oh, but, yeah. I'm not in the real world. But I'm not a man.
But I can understand her, like, looking at a house and going, holy shit. Because she's, like, even before they got married, like, her and BT were looking for, like, kind of places that they kind of settled down. And all of a sudden, she kind of gets, like, a little dream to, like, look and go, wow, this is, like, a house. It's going to be ours. Like, we own it. We can do whatever
we want.
Did you
see pictures of the house?
I didn't see. No, it's because I'm not
adult.
A good friend. I'm
it's
not
very adult.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's very adult. Like, it has...
a lot of coral colors and cushions. That's what
there's
I imagine.
There's no bean bags.
No futons.
There's no futons.
There's fucking no futons in that place.
The windows close all the way. It's somewhere that if you entered, you would wipe your feet before you went in.
Like, would I feel like I have to take off my shoes?
I don't know, but what would happen is that you wouldn't want to make her mad, not mad, but disappointed.
Because she's an adult and she's a mom, so you don't want to go into mom mode.
Well, I think, I think it just goes to, you know, a certain amount of respect that you have
right.
for somebody. They're adult.
Well, as Sweet Baby Killer Thomas gets a little bit older and, you know, Jenny becomes more of like the mom and she has some time accrued under her belt. Do you think she's going to start snapping at you like, June, what are you doing? And you're going to be like, oh shit. Like you're going to hear the mom voice because the mom voice is very powerful and you can use it to people who aren't your children.
I've used the
dad voice at you like once and it worked. I've used it probably like 1,000 times, but once it worked and I was like, June. And you went, what? And you looked at me like, I will do anything you say and I will feel ashamed and want And I was like, oh my God, it worked.
I remember that. I immediately wanted to go home and clean my Legos up. A big mess of castle Legos all over the place.
And I didn't mean to do it. I was just like, oh my God, that does totally work. But I'm Peter Panning it.
All right. Well, again, BT, Jenny.
Congratulations.
Very adult. Very, very,
very
adult.
Very adult of you.
Very adult.
Wow, you guys are growing up. So, you know I don't like Facebook. Well, I don't get on Facebook. I never really check my Facebook page, something that my family gets very angry at me about. But I heard that we had a lot of listener feedback about things that you can't do and look cool, or you can do and never look cool doing.
That's right.
I just fucked up that sentence. I literally fucked up that sentence. Like, you literally fucked Sunday. It up. Yeah.
I played the sounder, but I don't think it works.
Literally.
You.
Literally.
Fucked up the sentence. Yeah, we had a bunch of responses. I posted saying that if anybody had any moments that they think that you cannot look cool doing, and
because I don't go on Facebook, I haven't seen these. I want you to tell me these things. Haven't.
So we're gonna read some of them. Bill wrote. Ah, oh, Bill. Bill's a good guy. I know Bill.
I don't know Bill.
Do Seattle
I know
Bill? Bill. No, okay. You don't know.
Okay.
He said holding his wife/girlfriend's purse for her. There's no way to look cool doing that.
Nope, you can't do that. Have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah.
And you try.
No, I think...
You ever been in Nordstrom just like waiting while she's like in there trying on
a dress? Don't give a shit. I don't care. I at a young age, I was buying tampons for my mom and I never cared. And
I like how you say, I'm buying tampons for my mom, in quotes.
Oh, yeah. She would give me a tenner and write a note. And I would go buy her a 6-pack of beer and tampons.
You lived in that era because that was, I think, my brother could do that and I couldn't do that because I wasn't old enough.
Yeah, and there was a phone number on there. And if the checker had any doubt, they'd just call my mom. And they would every once in a while. But I would buy her Marlboros and beer and tampons. I was like 9, so they knew I wasn't drinking it.
And you can get that shit for under $10 at the time. Wow,
oh,
times
yeah.
have moved on.
Mm. It was good times.
But
buying tampons, I think that's another one you can never look cool doing as a guy. Unless you're going to smoke them.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking you take the box up. I literally thought, take it out, light it on fire, and sit there and be like, I've been yachting with the Thornhills.
It does have a fuse on it.
What happened to this tampon?
The next one we have is Nikki said cleaning a yucky bathroom. Sorry, Mickey.
Mickey said,
Sorry,
you
Mickey.
Can't look cool cleaning a yucky bathroom. Okay.
You can't look cool doing that.
Actually, yeah, you can.
How?
You wipe up all the pubic hair and the urine stop, and then you do the thing where you squat and you wipe it under your ass like you're trying to give a little bit of a how's your father, and you go, ugh, and everyone goes, ooh, he's dedicated. You can do it.
So you have to, did you say you have a soundtrack on it?
No, you just wipe all the pubes and the urine up there, and then you're just like, wicker, wicker, wicker on your grundle and your ass cheeks.
I know definitely how you can't. It's when you mix ammonia and bleach in your tiny little bathroom in your apartment, and then you've got mustard gas and you get fucking sick.
Why are you making fun of me? Because I did that like fucking 3 months ago.
Yeah, you did. It was hilarious.
Did I text you right after that?
You texted me and it didn't make any sense because you were fucking high. I just made mustard gas in my bathroom and then it was nonsensical gibberish. And I'm like, why is he telling me that he took a weird, really wicked shit? I didn't know that you were like an alchemist in there.
I was sitting there cleaning. All of a sudden I was like, and I'm going, oh God, I can't think. And then I went, oh shit, you don't do this. And I like ran out and I actually made this noise as I'm leaving my bathroom. I was like,
and your arms are in the T-Rex position.
They were totally in the T-Rex position. I was like, like I turned into that thing and I ran outside and then because I don't lock my doors, I opened up my sliding glass like door from the outside and like turned on the fan. And then because I needed to calm myself and put more carcinogenics into my body, I lit a cigarette. So I'm just like, oh my God, I can't believe I lived through that. And then I actually smelled the stench coming through it and I'm like, oh my God. And I texted you, but I was a little
You were really fucked up. I didn't know you were cleaning your bathroom.
No,
I thought you were like, you were, proud of the shit you just made.
No.
Because you wrote, I just made mustard gas in my bathroom and then nonsensical gibberish after that.
It was, I was, I was in like complete bathroom cleaning mode. So I was not just like cleaning, like,
you had the
Aunt
Jemima headdress on.
I was seriously like, I was like down on knees, like
that wasn't
scrubbing.
A racist comment, by the way.
It wasn't. I was scrubbing. I was going like behind, like to the parts of the toilet that a human never ever sees. I was in there. But at one point,
and there were Chewbacca lumps of pubic hair back there.
there was little turds sitting in the little chunks.
Oh, shut up.
It was, you ever been to a bakery? Kind of look like that. And I was cleaning it, but at one point I had to do the floor around the toilet because it really needed, there was kind of a layer of cakedness of just shit. And I was just like, just throw this shit on there. And I was not paying attention to what was going on there. And all of a sudden I was scrubbing something, and then I was just like, ah, and it was burning.
Oh yeah.
I could feel it.
It's bad. It's bad stuff.
And then I ran out. It was, oh, but yeah, that's what I did.
All right, the next one we have is from Lydia. Handed in a urine sample at the doctor's office.
Is there any part of you that wants to take any, like, be put in these situations and try to look cool doing it? Because I do. I want to.
No,
be loved.
I think on this one in particular, if I know I'm gonna hand it in, I think I would try and find as many receptacles as possible. You know, they give you that little tiny one to pee in, but I would like to bring like a 32-ouncer. like a big gulp, and like fill it full of water and be like, boom, there you go.
There you go. I don't have a screw top for that.
Don't I get a tip or something?
There's enough of that to go around, baby. What are you doing later tonight?
Yeah, that's right. Are you single? Just curious. You should see what I do at the sperm bank. So do you think you can look cool doing that?
No.
I think you can.
No, because you and I, you and I would always get that really cute, that cute technician or that cute secretary. We're like, here you go. And she's just like, that's your piss. And we'd be like, oh, fuck, I was going to ask you out.
So you'd try. You'd attempt.
No, I wouldn't. I'd be like, thank you, I'm leaving. Bye. Here's your people back.
I just remembered something that happened today on the way to work.
What happened?
Something you can't look cool doing. I'm driving to work and it's rush hour traffic. And there's this, a car in front of me, but there's a dog in the back seat, and the dog kept looking at me, and you know, we're at the stoplight, and then you go forward and you get to another stoplight. So every stoplight I get the dog, and the dog would just be like looking at me, and the driver wasn't being bad or anything, wasn't being a dick, and the dog wasn't doing anything bad, but for some reason I decide at one of the stops to flip the dog off. Just to flip the dog off.
Are you working through
some
stuff
going,
right now?
And I'm going, and I did like kind of the circle flip off. Like, I know you can see me there.
So the dog's going, rrr, rrr, rrr,
and rrr. I kind of laugh a little bit. And then I look over to my right, and the car adjacent to me saw the whole thing go down. And he's laughing at me. And I just start laughing. I'm like, holy shit, I got caught flipping a dog off in rush hour.
Yeah, you cannot look cool doing that.
You can't look cool doing that. You know, the only thing you do, it's the proverbial fetal position for you being stupid, is just to kind of laugh it off.
Just like, haha. And like, I love when people try to laugh things off and they look at you and they're like, you just caught me. And they do that little weird like hand fade.
Oh, the Southern Belle.
The Southern Belle, like, oh. And every time someone does that, it makes me laugh harder because I'm like, that didn't excuse it.
Flipping a dog off.
I don't know how you did the circle because dog. You were watching that dog's eyes just go like around and
exactly.
around. And
I wanted
around.
To get his nose to move around like in a circle. I totally got busted.
I'm going to be a dog trainer. And some dude just looked over at you.
I looked over at him and he's laughing at me.
You are an idiot.
Totally an idiot.
You totally look cool though.
All right, the next one we have is eating a banana, which from Brian, which I take as a personal attack because I eat bananas on my commute to work.
I actually think you can eat a banana and look cool if you just have some fun with it. It's like a prop. Like Carrot Top doesn't look cool, but he makes lots of money, so kind of he's cool.
So like a fake fellatio?
I mean, if you want to go Bush League.
So how do you look cool eating a banana?
when you rub it on your fucking chin and your forehead, and then you sit there and like just you go all out like the fellatio thing.
You squish the banana all over your face,
all over it, and then you just rip it in little chunks off of like your right cheek, and then eat it and ooze it back out of your mouth through your fingers, and mm-hmm. you know mm-hmm. if you're gonna sell it, just sell it.
Just sell it. Sell that shit. Who wants to buy some? Nobody. All right. The next one we have is Brian again. He wrote Rollerblading and Razor Scooter.
What's Razor Scooter?
It's that metal. Excuse me. You're making me burpy. It's that little metal scooter that is dumber than anything ever to put on the world with wheels on it.
It's just like a little scooter that you put
yeah, there's two little wheels, uh-huh. little like rollerblade like wheels yeah. on it. It looks dumb as hell.
Right.
It's the same thing as rollerbladers and the scooter people or the razor scooter people trying to do skateboard tricks on something that isn't a skateboard.
There used to be a dude in the Mall of New Hampshire who used to rollerblade around the Mall of New Hampshire, and he wore really tight shirt. Like really tight shorts, and he had a tank top that had like this Japanese print on it, and he had like flanged out like feathered hair, but he would always like ride around with like a Jackson guitar going into a little remember those little mini Marshall amps?
Yeah, the little they had a clip on too, so you could clip onto
his little skinny shorts, and he would ride around the Mall of New Hampshire. It didn't matter if it was winter. He was like in shorts. He would rollerblade through the Mall of New Hampshire just like doing his little rock riffs on his Jackson guitar through his Marshall amp with sunglasses on. He looked horrible, but he owned it so much that he kind of was cool, though, because he accessorized.
He's from the future.
No, he was. It was
living in the past.
It was 1993 by the time he was doing this.
Oh,
grunge was all the rage, and he was still stuck in 87.
He's this close to a body glove.
Yeah, like he was like body gloves. Like that's what black people wear. I don't like living color. Although Vernon Reed smokes, right? But he just wanted to play winger riffs. He was like, I love Red Beach. He sold it though. He did not look cool, but he did not give a fuck.
All right, Brian wrote another one.
Jesus, Brian, you are goddamn fucking James Joyce.
He's very intuitive. Drinking out of one of those little straws of booze.
Oh, like almost like the step up from a coffee stirrer.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're like, you get them in airports a lot.
I think he's hit it on the nose. You can't look cool doing that.
Your lips are all
pursed.
Could
Johnny Depp do it dressed up as Jack Sparrow?
No. He'd be like, hey, love. And then you look like he's on the cover of a Poison album.
I agree. I don't think you can.
That one's aces with me.
I agree. There's no way. It's impossible. The next one we have is Lydia again. Wearing Uggs. I think if you're a hot chick and you're not wearing anything but Uggs, that's pretty cool.
I only think that
happens. And you made me breakfast and you're standing on my bed and we're pretending we're a Viking ship. The bed's a Viking ship and I'm rowing.
I'm with you on the
and
breakfast.
She's whipping
thing.
Me. That's
I'm with
pretty
you.
Cool.
I'm with you on the breakfast, making breakfast. But I'm saying instead of a Viking ship, you need to be Scandinavian on a Scandinavian shore, not wearing anything and just making me breakfast. You could put oars if you want, like we're about to go to the boat.
That goes for men too. Just the dude wearing Uggs,
not wearing naked. Anything, but making someone breakfast.
Yeah,
you'd be pretty cool.
I agree.
Yeah.
So I think there is a way to look cool.
I think we've just disproved that. It's Patrick and June's disapproval of what you can't do. Like we could actually probably find a way to make any of these things cool if we went far enough.
Which no, I think that the little straw.
The straw thing actually.
There's no way.
Can't do it.
It's impossible. All right, the last one we have is from roommate Bob. And it's holding a leash with a dog attached to it pooping.
That one's actually, that's impossible.
I think it's impossible too.
That one's really hard.
And you could be a muscly, tan dude. Or a big busted lady in a bikini, but when your dog's taking a poop, your eyes go to the dog.
Or
the little dog with his little arch back and his little tail's kind
of. Or you're the type of person that doesn't want to look at the business and just like tries to look bored, but it's just like you. We all know what's going on. You drive by when that happens, and you're just like, "There's nothing you can do.
See,
you can't do that."
I am always curious if they're going to pick up the gook.
That's what I do, and I always assume that they're not going to.
Do you count down?
What do you mean?
count down to when they start pulling out the bag to pick it up?
No, I don't do that, but do tell.
I for some reason, I'm like, okay, that dog's taking a shit. How long is it till somebody pulls a bag out to collect the
collect you're on shit? Like monitor watch. You're like, it's clicking down. That bag should have been out by now. Ooh, it's a Fred Meyers bag. Oh, it's a black bag they put fucking like Rainier in.
Yeah, it was going to be a Blade Runner, but unfortunately I'm in charge of watching
monitoring
people.
Dog shit.
Making sure they pick up the dog shit.
I don't do that. I just go, I just assume they're not going to pick it up. And that's why I don't think they can look cool. The dog shit and the straw thing are, you can't do that.
No, I agree. Bob has an amendment to this. And
what is Bob's amendment? Because I know Bob. And
roommate Bob, he's been on the show before. He bought a bunch of googly eyes. You know, the little craft googly eyes
with the little white with black. Yeah.
Right. And what he does is he's been letting his dog take a shit and not picking it up, but putting googly eyes on the turd. I'm wondering, like, if children walk by it, they want to play with it.
Oh, is he seriously?
Look at this happy little friendly little dude.
Oh, he's looking at me. Oh, what's this, mommy?
Fast friends. Yeah, he has them in a little bag, and he carries it around, and he puts them on the dog poop.
See, now I think we just disproved that because you have his dog taking a shit and Bob just waiting for it to be done to throw the fucking googly eyes when it's still steaming.
That doesn't make it look, it doesn't make you look cool doing it. It makes you cool for doing it.
That's true.
Like, it makes like it cool in his eyes because it's a moment of anticipation.
But if I looked at you, it's like, why is that guy poking around through dog shit? And all of a sudden it's like, why is that dog shit now white in two spots? With little black circles. And I like got out of my car and I was like, there's googly eyes on that shit. Brilliant.
Well, I was also thinking that once the dog takes a shit and you put the googly eyes on it and somebody comes around and they think that your dog took a shit and you didn't pick it up, they would look at the googly eyes. Like, he could be taking a picture of that shit. And they'd go like, what? No way that this guy did that.
Right. Oh, because he found he's safe.
It.
Yeah. Like
he found a little treasure.
It was fun. Someone told me, I don't know, I think this is already a thing. If it's not, then I own it and all of its subsidiary rights. But someone told me there was an app on the iPhone that if you found like dog shit like on the sidewalk, you could take a picture of it and it would take your GPS location and would like map out where dog shit was in a city or a region.
So what does that do for society?
It tells you where not to walk.
So your eyeballs can do that.
Well, not if it's
dog. You don't need like a star chart.
You do if you're a Capricorn. Imagine Bob's like, hey, where are the googly eye shits in Portland? That could be like a tourist attraction.
Could. I think he referred to it as an art installment. It's not, he's leaving his dog shit. He's like, it's an art installment.
It is. It's a free-flowing art installment.
Kudos, Bob.
In the urban setting.
So actually, that puts Bob in the douchebag category, too.
Kind of. Now he's going to start wearing berets and think he's fucking better and drinking like Stella Artois all the fucking time.
Well, I want to thank everybody that contributed to this
laissez-faire. Thank you, Brian, Lydia, Nick. Who else?
Bill.
Bill.
Thank you, Brian, three times.
Oh, fuck you, Brian.
What? You can't, I know.
That was
Brian is a good guy.
That was a joke. I don't want to have this be like an SF Dave thing. No, Brian.
Fuck
no,
SF
sorry.
Dave.
I just spoke.
All right, again, thank you guys for contributing, and we appreciate it. It's always nice to hear the opinions of people, because you never know what people are going to say.
No, you never know. It's the mystery of life. Rebirth.
We're going to jump into a fake break. Until then, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
Kudos to you.
Where you'll find people enjoying Stroh's cool, refreshing, fire-brewed flavor. pleasure to your good times. Pour yourself a glass of solid satisfaction. Enjoy Stroh's, America's only fire-brewed beer.
We are back from fake break. On our last episode, we were talking about stun guns.
Yes.
And I got an email from a listener saying that that I was way too much of a pussy to ever get stunned before or interact with stun guns or whatever.
He was just calling you out as, I'm assuming it's a male. He was calling you out, calling you a pussy?
Yeah, he was. And
that you never could be able to do it.
I think that what he was thinking is that stun guns, all of them will put you down,
mm-hmm.
and some of them are just there to kind of like,
well, they
put a different reality in your brain.
They're literally called stun guns.
And well, it was the stun guns, and then there are hold on, I think I wrote it down.
Tasers.
Thank you. I want to put it out there to anybody that wants to bring a taser or a stun gun in and loan it to the show. I will do it on an episode. I will get stunned. I'll stun myself.
No, that's not
or
good.
Somebody else can stun me. I don't give a shit.
That's not good because then we can't do a show for the rest of the time.
It doesn't knock your ass out. I'm not talking about the ones with the that shoot the barbs because that will fuck you up. I'm talking about the ones that I was talking about lighting cigarettes with. And we'll do that. Oh, we'll light cigarettes with them.
Yeah, the ones with the little, like, electrical, little mini Tesla coils.
So if somebody has a stun gun and wants to donate it for a show and come in, or just loan it to us.
You'll let me zap you.
I'll zap. You can zap me. I'll zap myself. Or I'm Jenny can zap me. I know you're too much of a pussy to do it.
Well,
I think once you see me get zapped, you try it.
I actually wouldn't. I don't really need. Maybe I need.
You're going to be curious about because it doesn't do anything. It doesn't anesthetize you. It doesn't fucking. You don't fall into the fetal position. It just zaps you, and you're like, "Hey, I need to get the fuck away."
I hope you fucking cry. We cry.
I kind of hope I do too. Make me wrong. But anybody that wants to donate a stun gun for an episode, please do so, and I'll zap myself, or you can zap me, Patrick, if you want to, or whatever. Whoever donates it, they want to zap me. I'm not saying that you want to take it and like put it on me for like 30 seconds or whatever, but
oh, yeah,
I'll take a zap.
No, I want to put it on you for about 240 seconds.
All right. You can do that then, Patrick.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
It's not going to do anything. I've been zapped before. It's not that big of a deal. But I'm saying that, you know what? I'll put it out there, and I'll zap myself on the show if somebody wants to donate, like, a stun gun.
Okay. I'm sure we can find someone who has a stun gun.
Oh, I'm sure we can.
Like, junk drawer. Like, stun guns probably go in the junk drawer.
Oh, next to your can opener?
Can opener or, like, some twine. There's always twine or super glue and twine. There's always super glue and twine in your junk drawer. What the fuck is in your junk drawer?
I don't like to call it a junk drawer. I like to refer to it as the activity drawer.
But
there's
always
googly eyes and a deck of cards.
And super glue and twine.
And there's poker chips.
And there's always, like, one packet of sweet and sour sauce.
Right. And yeah, Taco Bell sauce.
Yes,
packets.
There's always some shit like that. Maybe like one chopstick.
Yeah. So it's there. If
you couldn't throw it out.
Somebody wants to donate a stun gun, I'll zap on the show. Bring it.
Okay, that one's good.
Well, all right, Patrick, let's jump into our douchebags of the week for episode 162 of the Hideous Creature Show.
Say hi to your mom.
I'm gonna fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
In California, a woman posted on Facebook a wonderful, wonderful segment about our president, 44th president, Barack Obama. She said, Denise Helms said, and another 4 years of the blank. Maybe he will get assassinated this term. !
I hate the overuse of exclamation points, but what was she put in there? Like the dummy?
I think it was probably just like the gay bot.
The fuck face?
The discharge retard.
The homo?
The faggot. I like faggot. We don't okay. use faggot enough.
Yeah. Especially when you're talking about like the leader of the free world.
Yeah, like another 4 years of the faggot.
This fucking faggot.
Yeah, the fucking faggot.
And she sounds smart too.
Another 4 years of the fucking bicycle. Maybe he will get assassinated this term.
The truck driver.
The fucking sewage truck. I like how you said truck driver and I went sewage truck.
I know. Way to follow.
Yeah, that's good.
Fuck face.
Another 4 years of this Coast Guard. Maybe he will get assassinated.
The thing with the googly eyes on it.
So she posted this online. Another 4 years of the blank. Maybe he will get assassinated this term. And I'm going to play some local news coverage because that's going to capture the spirit and the essence of this.
The results of Tuesday's election didn't sit well with a woman from Turlock. Denise Helms posted on her Facebook page, another 4 years of this, and there she used a racial slur to describe the president. But it's the next sentence that triggered an investigation by the Secret Service, where she wrote, maybe he will get assassinated this term.
Oh.
Helms has deleted the post, but is unapologetic.
The assassination part is kind of harsh, and I don't, like, I'm not saying, like, I would go do that or anything like that by any means.
Oh, my God.
But if it was to happen, I don't think I would care.
She wouldn't care?
You can't see this video, but it looks like she just came out of an Applebee's. Like, it's seriously sick. She's wearing a red T-shirt, like I look at work when you see me, and her hair's up, and she's just sitting there in California in suburbia sprawl shitville, and it looks like she's coming out of an Applebee's, or she just had a pint of like Foster's and fucking
not Foster's,
gorged in some blooming onions because she was the Outback.
No, we're talking about peppermint schnapps.
Jesus Christ. Like, oh yeah, I don't care if he would be killed, besides the fact that I just fucking goddamn like call them a really hateful word, but nope, don't care about that. Don't care about it. She looks also like this chubby Aryan Hummel doll, like kind of like.
There you go. There's something that should come out of the doll being made.
She's just like blonde haired, blue eyed, and just like. And I've had way too many fucking specials at Taco Bell. Sorry, there, Denise, but you're gonna fucking call the president. Oh God!
No, I just it kind of solidifies the fact that we are. There's tons of racists still in this country.
Of course there is. I don't care if you call the president stupid or say, hey, he hasn't done anything. But just don't be stupid and just be like George W. Bush, oh, he's a fucking cracker. He's a redneck? People will be like, no. He's a redneck. I'm like, fine, he's a redneck.
The technical term is peckerwood. This woman said something, and I don't give a shit what she says. Freedom of speech, say whatever you want, but it's not. She's not Socrates. This isn't something that I'm going to take home and kind of think about for the next 2 weeks. She's an idiot. Just let her fucking toot her horn and fucking die.
If I can also just add one more thing, and I hate to be kind of judgmental just on the face value of watching a little local 30-second news clip, she looks like a person that likes the brothers too, like sexually.
She's only verbally racist?
Yeah, she's only verbally racist.
Vaginally, she's like, fucking, it's open.
I bet there's a Facebook page somewhere in her history that says, I just like the way the black men smell. Like, some weird shit like that.
Her coots, the core discovery, just fucking let them. Let's get to the West Coast.
I won't fuck Ukrainian men anymore because it smells like Drac Noir. So that's the story, white dumbass chick that no one gives a fuck about, but we talked about it, so I guess we did.
I think it's a waste of time for people to dwell on idiots.
Good show, June. Mr. Button, I agree with you. The next story we have is there has been a month-long auction for a 20-year-old's virginity. I can't even pronounce this girl's name. Katarina, that's her name. She has been searching for someone to take her virginity for a month.
On eBay?
I don't know. Could be eBay. Could be
Amazon.
Friends with Benefits. That's a new website I just made up.
You're going to make a million.
I will. Someone's going to take that, make a million. She's been online. She's been auctioning off her virginity.
Where's her dad? Does her dad just not have internet access?
I have no idea. I don't have his records with me right now.
I'm sorry. I'm cutting you off. Please continue.
It's all right. A Japanese man, his name is Natsu, bid $780,000 for a quote-unquote date. This auction, it's actually could be a stunt of part of an Australian documentary called Virgins Wanted, which will fly this girl to the encounter and will interview her before and after she gives up her maidenhood.
Her high
maidenhood. I actually think if we were reading Game of Thrones, it's called the Maidenhead.
I have so many things that I think about this that are completely fucked up. And tell me if I'm wrong about it. Of course, it's going to be a Japanese guy.
Yeah.
But doesn't that make her a hooker? A prostitute?
Can we move on? Can we keep going the story? And I'm going to come back to that situation because this gets a little weird. This woman will reportedly use $722,000 of the $780,000 to build homes for impoverished families in her home state of Santa Catarina. And her name is Katarina. Isn't that fucking convenient? Quote, "The auction is just a business. I'm a romantic girl at heart and believe in love, but this will make a big difference to my area," she told the local newspaper. She's also a subject in this documentary film.
Creepy dudes.
That's kind of what it sounds like. They said, well, we don't really trust her because they say, "I was surprised that she said that because in all my dealings with her, she made it clear that this was a business decision." Now, given how big the story is in Brazil, she's trapped. If she doesn't give any money to charity, she's going to look bad.
So her pussy is like Robin Hood.
It's stealing from the rich to give to the poor.
Bingo.
Holy shit. Does that mean her asshole's like Friar Tuck?
Well, that's a different ad she's going to put out.
Despite taking money in exchange for sex, Katarina denies being a prostitute. "If you only do it once in your life and then you are not a prostitute. Just like if you take one amazing photograph, it does not automatically make you a photographer."
Can we talk about that real quick? It's not photography, it's sex.
So you think she's a prostitute?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you think porn stars are prostitutes?
In a certain aspect, yes.
Okay. But she did it once. She does it once and gets $722,000. Regardless
of
what
she does with
the money.
I'm not mad that she's getting money, okay, that much money for. I just think that the dictionary definition of prostitution is getting money, soliciting for sex, getting money to have sex.
Yeah.
This isn't something that's going to be recorded and dubbed over and put out on the internet or put onto a DVD or anything like that, which would be pornography. You don't redo it and redo it. You don't have a film crew there. You don't have to redo a scene over and over again. This is somebody fucking somebody for money. Straight up, one time shot, boom.
Is that really wrong? I actually don't think prostitution is wrong.
I don't either, but I think you should call it what it is. You are whoring out your fucking virginity.
I mean,
you have to admit, Patrick, that is exactly what it is.
I agree with you, but I also think of it like if you take sex away, I think people whore out themselves for other things. I think they whore themselves out like emotionally, mentally, going to jobs.
Yeah,
but
using the edism is prostitution. The core of it is whoring yourself out.
I think
it's exactly what it is. You are whoring yourself out for something.
I don't really care if somebody gets paid to fuck somebody or if somebody goes into a job they fucking hate and hates the people they work with and spends their time doing that.
You're whoring yourself out to make food for people.
To go to McDonald's, or working at McDonald's. Yeah, you're whoring yourself out. That's what you're doing. Yeah, you're right. I'm sounding like a fucking idiot right now.
You're using the edism for it.
Yeah, I'm sounding like an idiot, but
whores are whores. If you sleep with somebody for money, you're a whore.
Does it matter
Men or women, it doesn't matter.
Let me ask you this question. If she get, she's getting $788,000. She's like, I'm going to pay $722,000 in my village.
We'll see what happens. I bet she's in fucking, she's in the south of France when she gets that money.
If she doesn't, I'm like, fuck it, dude. Like, she can do whatever she wants to do. It's a business arrangement. It's an agreement.
It's a Robin Hood thing then. Yeah. Well, so okay, you're going to take somebody, you're going to take some poor girl,
mm-hmm.
Somebody that's impoverished,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to sell that shit for 720, whatever, how much it is. And then she's going to return back to her fucking shithole life.
Yeah,
live in a life of poverty.
Well, I'm just doing the math.
With all the press, there's no way.
She's getting gone. She's getting 788 grand, and she says, I'm giving 722 grand. So she's going to take 60 grand. She can probably, like, in that village or wherever the fuck she lives, she can probably live like a fucking queen.
And so all the other people aren't going to just judge her all the time. Oh, you're the whore that fucked everybody for the new school.
Like prostitutes.
No, I love prostitutes. I hold them tight and I love them.
Dude, why do you hate prostitutes?
I kind of would. Prostitution should be legal. In some app, I mean, if it's, you know, it's safe and everything, but nah, this bitch is gone. She's going to be a jet setter. And if she sells it once, then some dude's going to buy it again for half the price.
Sloppy seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like $454,000.
Exactly.
Like, I got the smell of that Japanese dude's taint right in there. Oh, I love fucking wasabi.
It's gross.
It is
dudes
gross.
You're
not even pissed at her.
Dudes
you're pissed
gross.
At him.
No, guys are gross. Why would you? Have you seen the pictures of her? She's like a kid.
There's probably
some 45-year-old dude that's gonna crawl on top of her and do his little business, and just grosses
beads
me out.
A little sweater gonna fall off his head and just like fucking hit her neck, and it's gonna be all gross.
Right. Ugh.
You're a little bit more angrier than him, aren't you?
I know. I just think it's gross. Like, why do you have to pay for sex? Why do you want to, like, fuck a virgin? Does that make you is like eating a shark fin or something? Does that make you, like, more of a man?
I crush up seahorses.
Disgusting.
You've had sex with a virgin in your life, right?
Yes.
I have, too. At no point did I feel, like, a pride. Like, I was just like, oh, well, this, like, I didn't actually even know at the time that I was doing it, but I didn't think like, oh, if somebody was like, I'm a virgin, I'd be like, then I'm not having sex with you because that's wrong. Even if I was like 17.
I don't think I could have sex with a virgin now.
That would be a little creepy regardless if she was your age, especially if she was your age.
If she was my age, I think that we'd have to put a chart together and have some sort of,
yeah, then she,
like,
you know, she
some mathematical, some, like, right angles and shit like that.
Right. I'm an isosceles, everything's 180 right. degrees. It would be
we'd
weird.
We'd be throwing some dice.
Holy shit, we're never going to have sex with virgins again.
I don't care.
I don't care either. I just realized, like, that's never going to happen in my life again.
Like, yeah.
I'm never going to fucking be on the moon.
I think it's the grossest thing in the world that somebody wants to pay $700,000 to have sex with a virgin. It's just fucking gross. Dudes are gross. It should be like one of those things where you go, okay, if everybody puts in $1,000, you can fuck this virgin that we've, you know, like been holding as a slave. And as soon as all those dudes come up, you just open fire on them and just murder them.
I get really behind that, actually. Like,
fuck
really?
Those dudes.
Dude's just like,
One's wearing like some fucked up mask.
I want to see the mask that you have in your head.
It's gross.
Yeah, it is gross.
Fuck
let's
guys.
Just end the story.
Gross.
Okay, anyway. A former manager at a trendy New York hotel is suing her one-time employer for firing her after she gave birth in one of its hotel rooms. Tara Tan filed a $10 million discrimination lawsuit against the Standard Hotel. The mother of two claims in court documents that she got the boot soon after going into emergency labor in a 15th floor room in the hotel last March. Her husband rushed in from their New Jersey home when her contraction started, but by the time he got to the hotel, she was too far along to move. "I said, lay me down. She's coming," she said in court documents.
The baby's coming.
The baby's coming.
This isn't that bitch from Brazil.
It's not the bitch from Brazil who's going, my virginity, my maidenhood is coming. Her husband delivered the baby himself with her doctor helping him over the phone.
Can you look cool doing that?
Yes.
Fuck yeah,
yes,
you can.
You can.
All day.
When an ambulance finally arrived on the scene, the hotel insisted that the couple, and I guess their child, go out of the side door so that not to bother the guests at the upscale hotspot. The new mother returned to work remotely 3 days after her baby was born.
Holy shit.
And was docked for the hours she missed. She said in court documents that she often worked 100 hours a week for the hotel and helped get it off the ground. She was fired, she said, because she no longer fit into the culture of the hotel. As a mother of this is her saying, as a mother of two over 40 years old, she did not possess the physical attributes to work at the hotel. She was, so far as defendants were concerned, not young, thin, of model-like proportions, or one of the beautiful people desired at the hotels.
She's a house. She's a room cleaner, right?
Yeah, I don't know what she
who
does.
The fuck. Who cares? Who's cleaning your room?
Right.
So she has to be like high and tight in order to do
the job. But she gave birth to a fucking kid in the room that her husband delivered.
That's super, super badass.
Can you see him with like a Swiss Army knife cutting the cord and being like, is it sterile? He's like, this
Swiss Army knife.
Can you see that? Like, why didn't the hotel use this as publicity?
Great point.
Like, why didn't they say, like, dude, like, hey, come here, make a baby, even deliver a baby. We do it all here.
What about having sympathy and empathy
compassion?
For your fucking employees? She's working 100 hours.
Well, I don't know. I mean, when someone's like, I literally work 100 hours a week. Too.
I literally work 1,000 hours a week. There's not 1,000 hours in a week. Oh, there is, literally.
There's literally 348 hours in a week, and I work them all.
Well, maybe there's, like, multiple babies being born in multiple rooms by their employees.
But, like, literally. Seriously, can you just be like, okay, you gave birth in a room. All right. But she came back to work 3 days. Who comes back to work after 3 days? Maybe she is a little cuckoo. Maybe they have no insurance.
No, maybe she just has no fucking money, and she has to go to work.
Right. I understand that. I mean, have you ever given birth? Because I never have, but I don't think I could do that after.
Her husband's at home playing Halo.
He's like, God damn it. I can't wait for Halo 4.
Fucking Halo 4.
Halo 4 is coming on election day. So we have, for douchebags, we have Aryan little chubby princess who calls Obama a black man who she hates and wants him assassinated. We also have 20-year-old woman who auctions off her virginity and the Japanese man who has to give her $700,000 for that. And then the last one we have is the hotel that fires a woman because she just fucking popped out a kid.
She had that
9 months too. Like, she's 9 months pregnant. She's still working. That's like no maternity leave for her.
That's badass.
That's kind of pretty badass.
And horrible that she has to do.
Fucking lips of steel that woman has. So that's what we have.
All right. So those are your douchebags of the week for episode 162 of the Hideous Creature Show.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
All right, so we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. You can contact us at hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. And you know what? All this is, I need to rewrite this copy. Just Google Hideous Creature Show if you want to get a hold of us.
Or go on Facebook.
Exactly. Facebook is perfect. Patrick's cell phone is 971-212-6642. Is that shit fixed on your cell phone? Are we going to actually be able to play any of calls back?
They're still saved. I've saved them all. No, I have to get a new phone.
Okay.
That's what I have to do.
So call me at 503-933-2642 and leave a message on there, and that way we'll be able to have that stuff. Because I want to hear from you guys. You should call in. You can listen to the show. Just Google. God, I need to rewrite this copy. If you'd like to support the show, just tell a friend. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. How you doing? Special thanks this week goes out to Michael Kelly.
Thanks, Michael Kelly.
And a special thanks goes out to everybody that put in there, you can't look cool type of thing.
Brian, Nick,
Lydia, Bill.
Bill.
We've drank a little beer.
No, I just, Bill and Phil. I mean, there's two letters difference in there.
All right. The intro this week was calling out Kubrick. What was that, Patrick?
Good day, Mr. Kubrick.
All right.
We got more of that. We're going to play again because I'm sure most people have heard it.
We're going to post on the Facebook too so everybody can see it. The outro this week is going to be the Sex Pistols because I watched a documentary on it and I forgot how much I enjoyed it. Bum, bum, bum. Satellite of love. I watched that one too. We've had that song stuck in our head.
It's been there all.
Should we do Sex Pistols or Satellite of Love?
It's your choice, man. Sadie Hawkins time.
It's going to be up in the air and we're going to see. But all right, we're going to do another program in about 7 days. Until then, everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Toodles.
We miss you, Denny. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite's gone way up to Mars. Soon it'll be filled with parking cars. Watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. With Harry, Mark, and John. Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday through Thursday, with Harry, Mark, and John. Satellite's gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little. I love to watch things on TV.
Literally.